KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's mostly cloudy and 76 degrees in Atlantic. An excessive heat warning is in effect for most of the listening area through 7 a.m. on Saturday. We look for isolated showers early today, otherwise partly cloudy skies, hot and humid, a high around 98. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Topping area news, divers in Cass County have recovered the body of a woman who drowned while swimming Wednesday night in the West Nishnabotna River southwest of Lewis. Rob Coppert, Cass County 911 director, said the incident near Cold Springs State Park was reported at around 9:15 p.m.
We had a 31-year-old Western Iowa female, apparently was out with some friends and family along the Nishnabotna River at the Rock Hut. Apparently she got into a situation where she couldn't get herself out of and unfortunately drowned.
The woman's body was recovered at around 11:24 p.m. Her name has not yet been released. Copper told us early this morning that they were in the process of notifying the victim's relatives. He says it's likely the name will be released sometime before noon today. The area known as the Rock Cuts is a popular destination for family picnics and swimming during the summer, but Copper says it's because of its remote, it has very dangerous currents as well.
It's a beautiful area. A lot of people go out there and have picnics, and this obviously being the 4th of July, no exception. People are going to go out there and they're going to partake of the holiday and have a picnic, and of course the river is cool and inviting. Unfortunately, where the Rock Cuts are, because of the currents, it's awfully deep there, 30, 40 feet deep. People don't realize it goes down that deep, but it actually does, and the currents just kind of swirl, and you get into that, and it's a very dangerous situation.
The same site was the scene where a 4-year-old boy drowned in July of 2005. Coppert said the area's remote location makes it hard for people to get to, especially rescue personnel.
If people are going to go down to the Rock Hut and do swim, keep this in mind. It's an area that it's fairly inaccessible to get to. You have to walk back there. And when rescuers have to walk back there and bring their equipment back there because their trucks can't get back there and things like that, it really impedes a rescue operation. So if you're going to go out there, I recommend not even swimming in that area at all. And it's nice to go out there, but don't swim.
A few hours before the Cass County incident, 3 children ages 9 and 7 drowned while swimming in the Iowa River near Marshalltown. Marshalltown Police Chief Mike Tupper said the 2 girls, 1 7, the other 9, and 1 7-year-old boy who were found Wednesday night were family members. Authorities searched that river for more than 3 hours after the girls and the children had been separated from the others who were swimming. Tupper said the search effort also was hampered because of the difficulty in reaching the rescuers getting to the location in the river where the children went under the water. No names have been released in connection with that incident. Last month, another child drowned in the same river about 2 miles away. On Sunday, a Council Bluffs man died after jumping out of a boat in Sarpy County, Nebraska Lake and failed to resurface. The body of 34-year-old Michael Hartsook was recovered at around 7:30 p.m. Tuesday by some of the same members of the Midwest Regional Dive Team who searched the West Nishnabotna River last night for the latest drowning victim. The dive team is comprised of members from Cass and Ringgold counties, along with the Red Oak and Clarinda fire departments. Also aiding in the Cass County rescue efforts was the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the Lewis and Griswold fire departments, Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, Cass County Emergency Management, and the Iowa State Patrol. News time is 7:10.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise. Why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Police in Red Oak arrested a 19-year-old late Tuesday night on a drug charge. Officials say Cody Michael Doss of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11:30 p.m. following a traffic stop. Doss was brought to the Montgomery County Jail where he was being held on $1,000 bond for possession of methamphetamine. A Central Iowa woman and her children, ages 5 and 8, were injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Tuesday evening, 5 miles southeast of Exira. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reported Wednesday that the driver of the car, 40-year-old Sherry Lynn Erickson, and her passengers, 8-year-olds Ethan and Caleb and 5-year-old Jacob Erickson, all from Johnston, were transported to the Audubon County Hospital by Exira Rescue following the crash, which occurred around 5:30 p.m. Tuesday. Officials say Erickson was traveling north on Littlefield Drive in a 2003 Land Rover when she drove the SUV onto the shoulder and overcorrected in an attempt to get back on the highway. The SUV slid sideways across the road and entered a ditch where it spun and rolled over, coming to rest on its top. The vehicle sustained $5,000 damage. Erickson was charged with failure to maintain control. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Wayne Abbott, age 90, of New Hampton and formerly of the Greenfield area, died Friday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Wayne Abbott will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Larry Gene Wagner, age 73, of Oakland and formerly of the Griswold and Council Bluffs areas, died Monday. Interment of ashes for Larry Wagner will be held today at 4 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Rican V Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Susan M. Simonson, age 62, of Akron, Iowa, died June 28th. A family visitation for Susan Simonson will be held this evening from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Thomas Sandhorst, age 54, of Marney, died Tuesday. Services for Tom Sandhorst will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gloria Faye Erickson, age 84, of Griswold, died Friday. Memorial services for Gloria Erickson will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Irene Elizabeth Green, age 89, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Green will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Margaret Maxine Nelson, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Graveside services for Margaret Nelson will be held this Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Galva Township Cemetery East. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carol Jean Wachter, age 62, of West Des Moines, died Monday. A private graveside service for Carol Wachter will be held at the Earlham City Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Myrna Hyatt, age 87, formerly of Atlantic, died today at the Loring Hospital in Sac City. Funeral services for Myrna Hyatt are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. David Esbeck, age 73, of Des Moines and formerly of Kimbleton, died Sunday. Services for David Esbeck are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.